our climate is changing, and people are working out ways to adapt. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. A new report takes a look at how climate change is affecting weather in the Midwest and what people are doing to try to get ready for more changes in the future. The National Wildlife Federation is one of the groups that put this together. Mike Schreiberg is the Regional Executive Director of the Great Lakes Office of the NWF. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So this report draws from the Midwest portion of the National Climate Assessment, the most recent one that came out. How is our region already changing?
Well, I think part of it is the sense that people have that the weather is changing is actually true. So we're seeing things like increased storms as well as increased droughts. So we have more precipitation overall, but it's coming in bigger outbursts with longer gaps in between it. That's one very concrete way that people are feeling that the weather is different, and they're correct, that the scientists tell us that the weather is actually different from when they grew up.
And when you talk about weather and climate, so weather is what we see out our window, and then climate is the average of the weather over a long period of time, 30 years or so.
That's right. So obviously the weather outside one day has only a very slight correlation with the overall climate. Even the weather over the course of a season, so we had a very cold winter last winter here, the overall trends are towards warming. And you have to look at it not just from a local perspective, but from a regional and a global perspective. People often confuse weather and climate.
Your group put this report together to help communities respond to the changes in our region. What do you hope to get across?
Well, that many of the solutions to adapt to this changing climate have multiple benefits. We're an organization that is deeply concerned about wildlife, of course. And, you know, there are things that we can do that are actually helpful in preparing for, say, increased storms that are actually beneficial to wildlife as well. So think of it this way. The habitats are migrating, right? So the species that used to be to the south of us are coming this way. Species that are here are moving north. What they actually need to effectively follow where their habitats are moving are habitat corridors, so corridors of green space. Now, having that green space not only helps these species, but it's helpful for us. It helps purify drinking water, right? It helps provide diverse habitats. It helps provide open spaces. So while the news on climate is bad in terms of we know that there are changes and they're not generally positive, the things that we can do to react to it actually can be positive. And that's the core message of this report.
Mike Schreiberg is the Regional Executive Director of the Great Lakes Office of the National Wildlife Federation. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for having me.
The report highlights cities and counties across the Midwest that are making changes to adapt to events like heavier storms. Evan Pratt is the Water Resources Commissioner for Washtenaw County. The county has put in new criteria on how developers handle stormwater. They want more of the water to soak into the land instead of running off into the street and adding to a flooding problem.
We're asking that the first inch be soaked into the ground.
He says some developers are putting in rain gardens.
There's also techniques called bioswales that are more of a linear rain garden. It's basically a ditch with some nice plants in it that's kind of too flat for the water to move left or right, basically. It will move down into the ground more so.
He says other people have built porous parking lots that water can flow through, or they've put plants on their rooftops to catch some of the extra water. Pratt says these are not new ideas, but it's taken a while to get them to catch on.
I think that the folks that started doing trial basis of this 10 or 15 years ago started having results, outputs. The city of Southfield put in a porous parking lot about 10 or 12 years ago in a large area, and people were skeptical. You know, I have to see this working is sort of what many of us think. I want to see something that works that somebody else has done.
He says as those early adopters have proven that this kind of green infrastructure works, more people are willing to try it. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.